Hello and welcome to another episode of Epic Epilogues, our little glimpses into the wider world around the play, where meta-theatrical games are played, audiences are tweaked, and usually are so self-referential that they get cut from productions because they're talking to an audience who've been dead for quite a long time, but we like to do them anyway. Today we're looking at the epilogue to Cambyses by Thomas Preston, dated around 1558 to 1569 when it was printed. It's a play that looms large. It's clearly very popular. It was performed, printed, and repeatedly quoted throughout the following decades. If you like stage violence and random comedy, it's the play for you. I love it, but I'm clearly a sadist. The epilogue sums up, to a degree, the show you've just watched. It's a play of kings and tragedy and mirth, and the epilogue is of the fawning, "We hope you liked the play," type.
Right, gentle audience, here have you perused the tragical history of this wicked king. According to our duty, we have not refused, but to our best intent expressed everything. We trust none is offended for this our doing. Our author craves likewise if he have squared amiss by gentle admonition to know where the fault is. His good will shall not be neglected to amend the same, praying all to bear therefore with his simple deed until the time serve a better he may frame.
If you didn't like the play, we'll try and do better next time, grovel, grovel.
Thus yielding you thanks, to end we decreed that you so gently have suffered us to proceed in such patient wise as to hear and see. We can but thank you, therefore. We can do no more, we.
That done, the author remembers the Queen, Liz, which frames this epilogue as something performed within court circles, or for the Queen herself.
As duty binds us, for our noble Queen, let us pray. And for her honourable counsel, the truth that they may use to practice justice and defend her grace each day. To maintain God's word, they may not refuse. To correct all those that would her grace and grace's laws abuse, beseeching God over us, she may reign long, to be guided by truth and defended from wrong.
And after this egregious arse-licking, everyone packs up and goes home. Let's listen to the whole epilogue with a bit more atmosphere.
Right, gentle audience, here have you perused the tragical history of this wicked king. According to our duty, we have not refused, but to our best intent, expressed everything. We trust none is offended for this our doing. Our author craves likewise, if he have squared amiss by gentle admonition to know where the fault is, his good will shall not be neglected to amend the same, praying all to bear, therefore, with his simple deed, until the time serve a better he may frame. Thus, yielding you thanks, to end we decreed that you so gently have suffered us to proceed, in such patient wise as to hear and see. We can but thank you, therefore. We can do no more, we. As duty binds us, for our noble queen, let us pray. And for her honourable counsel, the truth that they may use to practice justice and defend her grace each day. To maintain God's word, they may not refuse. To correct all those that would her grace and grace's law abuse, beseeching God over us, she may reign long, to be guided by truth and defended from wrong.
Cambyses has been given both a first and second look on the YouTube, so follow the links in the show description to fill your boots. And I hope to be able to do something more with this very, very soon. It is, as I say, a really interesting play. It is performable. Some people have a real agin it. I'm very much for it. But then, as I say, I kind of like that kind of thing. Who doesn't like a bit of flaying? But for now, I've been your host, Robert Crichton, and following are a couple of slightly different takes of the epilogue to Cambyses, performed by the fabulous Fiona Thrale. Every home should have one.
Right, gentle audience, here have you perused the tragical history of this wicked king. According to our duty, we have not refused, but to our best intent, expressed everything. We trust none is offended for this our doing. Our author craves likewise, if he have squared amiss, by gentle admonition to know where the fault is. His good will shall not be neglected to amend the same, praying all to bear therefore with his simple deed, until the time serve a better he may frame. Thus, yielding you thanks, to end we decreed that you so gently have suffered us to proceed in such patient wise as to hear and see. We can but thank you, therefore, we can do no more, we. As duty binds us, for our noble queen let us pray, and for her honourable counsel, the truth that they may use to practice justice and defend her grace each day. To maintain God's word they may not refuse, to correct all those that would her grace and grace's law abuse. Beseeching God over us she may reign long, to be guided by truth and defended from wrong. Right, gentle audience, here have you perused the tragical history of this wicked king. According to our duty, we have not refused, but to our best intent expressed everything. We trust none is offended for this our doing. Our author craves likewise, if he have squared amiss by gentle admonition, to know where the fault is. His good will shall not be neglected to amend the same, praying all to bear, therefore, with his simple deed, until the time serve a better he may frame. Thus, yielding you thanks, to end we decreed that you so gently have suffered us to proceed in such patient wise as to hear and see. We can but thank you, therefore, we can do no more, we. As duty binds us, for our noble queen, let us pray, and for her honourable counsel, the truth that they may use to practice justice and defend her grace each day. To maintain God's word, they may not refuse, to correct all those that would her grace and grace's laws abuse, beseeching God over us, she may reign long, to be guided by truth and defended from wrong.